because what I had done previous to that point was go on an external journey. I had essentially become a ambition monster and ran after achievement and success and acclaim. And I won a lot of awards. I did all these different things. I, again, had a lot of success. And yet I didn't have like a cup of overflowing joyful feeling every single day. I wasn't living in alignment with find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Like I felt like I was working. I mean, can we just pause on that for a second? Do you feel like every day that you go to work, you're working? Like it's work. Does it feel like work? It doesn't have to. Now in my job, this is so weird, but hand to God, I never feel like I'm working. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. I am so thrilled to have you here with me today for this very, very special episode. I have recently felt so inspired to record an episode just like this, and I'm so excited for you to listen to it. The main thing that I do in the world is I help people find deep, ecstatic joy with their career. I want people to feel inspired every single day doing what they are doing in the world. But we are not taught that that is truly a possibility. At best, I think we are taught to find a job that we like and occasionally love, but very rarely do we hear the messaging that our job should actually be the most juicy, fulfilling, yummy thing that we do in our life. I am a living example, living proof that this is possible, not just for me, but also for you, because I have helped so many clients get there too. So as you are listening to this episode, if it is really resonating with you, if it is striking a chord, if there is something deep inside of you saying, yes, I want more, I want that too, be sure to check out the show notes below because I have a link for not only a free class, but also my longer program called Your Life's Work that will help you find your most lit up way of doing your career. Your Life's Work is my most popular course, and I end up working with so many podcast listeners. So be sure to check it out in the show notes below. You can also check it out at thetransformationschool.com. This month, September of 2024, at the end of the month, I am going to be doing a drawing for some lucky winner to win a one-on-one magic session with me. If you would like to be entered into that drawing, all you have to do is leave a 5-star written review on Apple. As you're listening to this episode, if you know someone that could really benefit, or if somebody just drops into your mind, be sure to pass this episode along to them. I know an episode just like this would have completely changed my life about 10 years ago. So trust your heart, trust your intuition, trust that name that pops in, and forward the episode along to them. I have all sorts of goodies, such as a free magic dose that you can sign up for. You can check that out in the show notes below. Now, without further ado, let's get into this very juicy episode. Enjoy. Recently, I had a dentist reach out to me and tell me that they were not very happy in their career. Now, I do different forms of coaching, but my most popular course is called Your Life's Work. And this course is for anybody that essentially isn't lit the fuck up about their career, like doesn't feel passion about their career. It feels more like just a job to them. I am a big believer that our jobs can actually be one of the most enriching, fulfilling, amazing things that we do. And I would say the majority of people in the world do not share this belief. And that's actually the bulk of what I want to talk about today. But in this course, Your Life's Work, I work with all different kinds of people, mostly professionals, mostly people that have spent a lot of time, energy, money, resources, education to develop their skill sets to do what they do. So because I come from the field of dentistry, I would say most of my classes are at least 50% dentist, but then I also have attorneys, bankers, executives, entrepreneurs, people from tech, creatives, artists. I have people that have almost no schooling going through this course. There is a remarkably wide variety of people that take this course. I mean, it's fitting for a lot of different kinds of people in a lot of different careers. And I love working with people across the board. So recently I had this dentist that reached out to me and said that he was unhappy in his career and he just had no idea what to do about it. He had tried therapy, working out, meditation, reading different books, and nothing had really resolved his problem. And he wanted to know if I could help. I asked him where he heard about me from, and he mentioned on Reddit. So that sent me down a little bit of a rabbit hole, and I started looking up different posts on Reddit. And I came across this particular post, and this is actually a post made by a dentist that essentially said, has anyone here quit dentistry and switched careers and are happy and not living in regret looking at their peers? I hate being a dentist with a passion and have completely given up. The post was a little bit longer than that, but that's kind of the gist. Now, first of all, I just have to say, the fact that someone on the internet is actually saying this out loud is a fucking beautiful thing. Because when I was feeling unhappy in my career years ago, I didn't have a lot of people to talk to about it. In fact, I think that I could talk to people about it, but the idea of making any kind of shift or move outside of the field of dentistry was completely insane to people. Why? Because it took me so many years and so much money to get to where I was, me especially, because I was a specialist. So it took me 11 years of school and hundreds of thousands of dollars to get to where I was. I mean, a lot of time, energy, and money. So when we invest so much time, energy, and money into becoming who we are and doing what we do and developing skill sets, it feels insane to consider changing it. Now, this is what is known as the sunk cost fallacy. This is a hidden bias that everybody has in their mind, where we think if we invest a certain amount of time, energy, or money or resources in something, that we are married to it. That because we invested all of that, we have to continue investing in it. Online, this is defined as the phenomenon whereby a person is reluctant to abandon a strategy or course of action because they have invested heavily in it, even when it is clear that abandonment would be more beneficial. So a lot of the people that were commenting on this thread have been practicing dentistry from anywhere from 1 to 15 years. Now, if you are listening to this and you are not a dentist, hold tight, because this actually has nothing to do with dentistry. I'm just using this as a very clear, articulate example. So let's say that you invest 10 years of your life to develop a very particular skill set that can be very lucrative, and then you go into a career and you practice a career for 10 years. Okay, so that's 20 years of your life. Now, what happens is, even if you are miserable and you hate going into work, you think to yourself, well, I've invested 20 years of my life into this, so obviously I can't leave it. That is the sunk cost fallacy, because what's actually happening is that, let's say you're 40 years old, you have potentially another 30 to 40 years of working in your life. Let's say even at a bare minimum, 20 years, 20, 30, 40 years of working. The sunk cost fallacy says, well, because I've already invested 20 years into this, I can't change it. But what that does is it locks you into 20, 30, 40 years of doing something that you hate. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? That's point number one. Point number two is, all you need to build a new career is skill sets. Is a skill set and essentially passion for what you do. Because the more passion you have for what you do, the more likely it is that you're going to make a really good living at it. So if you spent 4 years of your life and hundreds of thousands of dollars, in the case of this particular example, to become a dentist, if you were able to do that once, who says you aren't able to do that again with something else? I mean, if you listening have developed any skill sets whatsoever once, then that means that you have the ability to develop more skill sets in a different arena. Now, there's this other thing that happens with a lot of professionals, and I see this across the board. I see this with attorneys. I see this with medical doctors. I see this with dentists. I see this with executives. I basically see this with anybody that makes a good living. Most people that come to work with me that make a good living in their field have a bias, a subconscious block, a blind spot where they think that there is no other job other than theirs that would make them good money. Isn't that interesting? Medical doctors think that. Dentists think that. Executives think that. Attorneys think that. Investment bankers think that. Across the board, there's all these different jobs, and they all think they are the only job that makes money. Just get online and Google what are the top 200 most lucrative jobs in the world. There are other jobs other than what you have that make money, I promise you. Okay, so before we go any further, let me digress a little bit, because the point of this episode is actually not necessarily about those things, although I just wanted to throw them out there because I think that these are three very common blind spots, and I wanted to just mention them here in passing. But what I really want to get into is something actually much more deeper and much more important and unfortunately extremely pervasive, which is the thought, the concept that a job is just a job. And for those individuals that are looking for deep, cup overflowing joy or passion in their job, that is a worthless endeavor, and in fact, potentially even a foolish endeavor, because those individuals should look elsewhere for their joy, and they should just accept that a job is just a job, and some days disliking your job, or potentially every day for some people, is just part of it. That is just life. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I have a deep disagreement with this, because I think that everything that we do in life can be amazing, that we actually can love everything that we are doing in our lives. And that if there are things in your life that aren't bringing you joy or aren't creating a peaceful existence for you, then that is a sign. That is a sign that something in your life is a little bit off, a little bit out of flow, out of sync with who you are and your potential for a really joyful life. Now, how do I know this? Because I can hear the naysayers in my head right now, and I see the naysayers all over this Reddit page. The naysayers that say things like, just look at it as a job. Not everyone is passionate about their jobs. Or, quote, find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Wrong, so wrong. Doesn't matter what you work at in a job. You would still end up with a level of resentment. Another quote I'm seeing on this page is, so many young people use the word passion. I'm not sure who told them you need passion for your career. It's a job. Most jobs that pay a lot aren't enjoyable. Oh, how do I know that this doesn't have to be true? Because I'm a living, breathing example that it doesn't have to be true. And because it's literally my life's work in the world to help people find passion and joy for their job in the world. Just because you may not have found deep, cup overflowing joy in your career doesn't mean it's not possible for you. And this is the deepest fallacy of them all. And this is one that I myself fell for a long time, which was that I just didn't think it was possible. And the reason I didn't think it was possible to have this like deep cup overflowing joy, and this quote is so real, find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. That quote is by Mark Twain. And I didn't believe that that was possible because it wasn't my experience. I didn't believe any of that was possible. It just wasn't my experience. Now, when I was a prosthodontist in dentistry, I would say like 70% of my days. So it's not like I hated my job. I mean, I didn't. I was exceptionally good at my job. I was very, very good. In fact, I taught dentists worldwide. I liked most days. Sometimes I even loved what I was doing. Okay. So I'm not someone that was like, I hated my job. I did not hate it. But there were signs and little like symptoms that came up all the time. Like sometimes I would drag my heels on deadlines. Sometimes I wished I had the day off. I mean, not sometimes, a lot of times. I would have preferred the day off than to go into work. I wasn't excited day in and day out. I was often tired. Sometimes I was really stressed out and overwhelmed. I had chronic anxiety. Again, I liked the majority of what I was doing, but I had all these little things going on. Like, did I wake up every morning feeling really, really excited to go into work? No. And I didn't think that was possible because I had so much success in my career, and everyone says what you need in order to find happiness in your career is success. And I had so much success, and yet something was off. So this brings me to my second point. What I did to remedy this was I went on a inner journey to identify what it was inside of me that was dissatisfied. Because what I had done previous to that point was go on an external journey. I had essentially become an ambition monster and ran after achievement and success and acclaim. And I won a lot of awards. I did all these different things. I, again, had a lot of success. And yet I didn't have like a cup of a flowing, joyful feeling every single day. I wasn't living in alignment with find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Like I felt like I was working. I mean, can we just pause on that for a second? Do you feel like every day that you go to work, you're working? Like it's work. Does it feel like work? It doesn't have to. Now in my job, this is so weird, but hand to God, I never feel like I'm working. Like literally maybe 2% of the time do I feel like I'm working. And I work. Like I have a job. And I don't feel like I'm working. Now, you don't have to necessarily leave your career. Here's the interesting thing, right? Like in my course, Your Life's Work, the majority of them do not leave their career. Why? Because they went on an inner journey to discern what it was they were dissatisfied with. And we were able to help them adjust, change their career in such a way that they ended up loving what they do. So it's not always a external shift or change that needs to be made. Oftentimes it is an internal shift. And I would say actually 100% of the time, internal shifts have to be made first. Internal shifts and revelations and an internal search to discern like, what is it? Like, why am I even unhappy? Why am I dissatisfied? And instead of chasing, you know, one thing after the next, like one thing that happens a lot with people that are unhappy in their careers is they just keep making changes after changes after changes. They change locations. They change city and states. They change the way they're doing things. They change the hours that they're working. They go on more vacations. They start working fewer days. There's like a million things that they start doing. And trust me, I did them all. Okay. I did them all. Like, again, I am speaking from experience here. I'm not just speaking out of my ass. I completely did all of these things and none of them created the sustainable joy and passion and excitement in my career that I was looking for. And so a lot of times people will come to me after they've tried all of those things and they will say, I don't know what else to do. I want to have more joy in my career. I want to feel passionate about my career. I don't, and I don't know what else to do because I've tried all of these things. So you want to go on this internal journey, and that is what I did. And that is what led me to make the shifts and changes that I personally needed in order to find a passion-driven, purpose-filled career. Now, notice that I said purpose-filled career. This leads me to the second really most important thing that I actually want to touch on in this podcast episode. And that is, does my purpose need to be connected to my job? Now, here's a really interesting thing that I have noticed in the field of dentistry. Again, this is not about dentistry. I'm just using it as an example. But there's been a lot of talk in dentistry over the last few years about people that don't like their job. Because for a long time, in dentistry, not liking your job was very, very hush-hush. Like, no one talked about mental health in the field. And again, this is not just in the field of dentistry. I see this with attorneys. I see this with medical doctors. I see this in the tech industry. It's across the board. But especially in dentistry, no one talked about mental health and what to do if you actually don't like your job. And there's this new messaging that is going around in dentistry, which is like, the reason you don't like your job is because you have made your job your purpose. So what you need to do is find your purpose outside of your job. And then that's going to take some pressure off of you and you won't care so much. You won't be so invested in your job. And then you can just look at your job as a job. So if you, for example, if you feel like, oh, working is your purpose and you're unhappy, the messaging here is the reason you're unhappy is because you are tying your purpose to your job, and you shouldn't tie your purpose to your job. You should find purpose outside of your job. So let's say you do this. Let's say, okay, I'm going to stop making my job my purpose and I'm going to be a good parent, and that's going to be my purpose. This is, first of all, a lovely attempt at trying to take pressure off of people. And I totally understand this, because what it's actually speaking to is that there's a lot of stress around our job. And when things don't go perfectly, we feel really hard on ourselves, or we have a lot of anxiety around our job. So the idea here is, like, if you divorce yourself from your purpose being your job, or your job being your purpose, then when things go wrong, you won't be so emotionally wrapped up in what has gone wrong, because you will still find your value and your worth outside of your job. And what I want to say to that is, like, absolutely. You should absolutely find your internal sense of value and worth separate from actually anything, right? You should not look at your family to find your value and your worth. You should not look at what you do to find your value and your worth. You should just be able to have an internal sense of self-worth. It should actually not depend on anything outside of you. And that's one kind of confusing thing about this messaging, is like, when we use the word purpose, if we're more so talking about our sense of value and worth, if we move that then to family, then all of a sudden there's all this pressure on being the perfect family member, on being the perfect partner, on being the perfect parent. Then if you kind of mess up there, you could feel really, really bad and really guilty. So actually, if when we say purpose, we're actually talking about self-worth, we want to be able to grow our self-worth internally. And that's something that we do in your life's work, actually, is we build up a sense of self-worth separate from anyone or anything, so that you could do anything in life, and if you, quote, failed at it, you wouldn't feel bad about yourself because you have such high self-worth. So with this advice of, well, if you're unhappy in your job, stop making your job your purpose. What ends up happening is people say, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's why I'm unhappy, is because I'm putting so much pressure on myself and my job. So I'm going to stop making my job my purpose. And instead, I'm going to make my children my purpose, or helping other people in this volunteer job my purpose, or whatever it is outside of your career. But then what happens is you're still not loving your career. Like, that's a lovely sentiment and a lovely idea, but you're still not loving your career. And so the idea here is, what people are saying is, like, well, stop making your job your purpose, because a job is just a job. So what you should do is you should find meaning and purpose outside of your job, and you should just be okay with the fact that a job is just a job. And your problem, this is kind of like the underlying message here, your problem is that you're expecting more from your job. And if you just stop expecting to love your job, or even like your job, then you'll be happier. Okay, so to me, this is what this feels like. If you were to step on a nail and walk around, and a nail is sticking into your foot every single day, if someone told you, well, the reason you feel pain in your foot right now is because you're expecting not to feel pain, all you need to do is stop expecting to not feel pain. Just know that you're going to feel pain, and then you'll feel better. The reason that you don't like walking around on a nail all the time is because you think that you shouldn't be in pain, but you should be in pain. So as soon as you just accept the fact that you should be in pain, the pain will go away and you'll feel better. Does that work though? No. Walking around on a nail all the time, no matter what you think about it, it doesn't change anything. You still feel the pain of the nail in your foot. And the same thing goes with your career. If you tell yourself over and over and over again, well, it's just a job. I need to find happiness outside of my job. You can try everything you can to find happiness outside of your job. But every day that you go into your job, your energy is going to be drained if you don't like your job, or if you only like it part of the time, or if you only like part of what you're doing. Every facet of your job that you don't like actually drains your energy. Now, I'm not the only person to have spoken about this in the world. Like when I really, really, really started digging deep and trying to understand if I was just crazy for wanting something more, or if I should just say, okay, I'm just going to fucking deal with it. You know, everyone tells me that a job is just a job and I just need to buck up and just be a fucking adult and just hate part of what I do and that I'm a baby for wanting more. When I was doing that search to try and discern, like, what should I really long for? What should I really desire? What's appropriate here? I came across a book called Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Now, in this book by Gay Hendricks, he talks about how there are four different zones of things that we do in life. There is what's called the zone of incompetence. This is things that you do that you don't really like doing and that totally drain your energy. Like maybe this is like cleaning the bathtub or taking out the trash. And these things in the zone of incompetence are also things that we're not good at. So they totally drain our energy and we're not good at them. Then we have our zone of competence, which are things that we're decent at, but they also totally drain our energy. So maybe this is like painting your nails for some, or it's going shopping for others, or it's parts of your career, things that you really have to think about when you do them because you're not amazing at them, but you know you have to do them. Maybe it's even like doing your taxes, right? So that's zone of competence. Then we have zone of excellence. Now, zone of excellence is the zone of things that you do that you're actually very, very good at, but it doesn't give you energy when you do them. Instead, it still takes away some of your energy. Now, the majority of us build careers in our zone of excellence. I was a great example of this. I was an excellent prosthodontist. I mean, I was very good at what I did. But at the end of the day, it felt like work to me. I couldn't apply this phrase of, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. I could not apply that to everything I was doing in dentistry. Now, I could apply it to some things, like some things I did in dentistry because I also was an international speaker and I had a podcast in dentistry. So there were like little side projects I had in dentistry that didn't feel like work to me, that just felt like fun to me. And those things did not drain my energy that much. But there were other things in dentistry, the majority of what I did drain my energy. And yet I was very good at them. I was highly sought after and I was paid well for them. So most of us build our entire career in our zone of excellence, which is things that we are very good at, we get paid well for, but they don't give us energy. And then, as Gay Hendricks describes, we have our zone of genius. Now, our zone of genius is the things that we are fucking amazing at, that only we can do just the way that we can do them. And we are able to charge a premium for them because only we can do them just like we can do them. What happens in the world is most of us build our careers in our zone of excellence and then we get stuck there. We get stuck there by all three of the biases that I told you at the beginning of this episode, the sunk cost fallacy, thinking that we can't change anything, thinking that a job should just be a job, and thinking that if we changed careers, we would not be able to make as much money as we did in our previous career. Now, again, the majority of people I help in my program, Your Life's Work, don't actually leave their career. So sometimes we can actually shift from our zone of excellence to our zone of genius within our career. When we get into our zone of genius, here's what happens. Number one, working never feels like working. Again, take that in for a minute. Can you fucking imagine? Can you even fucking imagine what it would be like to, quote, work every day and never feel like you're working? That is the life I am living. I can't even tell you. Like, I am so happy that I did not listen to every single person in my life that told me that a job is just a job and that I needed to get over it. And if you are here today thinking the same thing, thinking like, yeah, you know what? Work feels like work to me. It's pretty exhausting. I love part of what I do, but I also don't love another part of what I do. Let me be the voice in your head that aligns with your heart, because your heart is already telling you that it can be better. Your heart already knows the truth And let me just affirm for you what your heart and your intuition already know. It can be better. It can be better because I am living proof telling you that it can be. And I make more money now than I did in dentistry. Okay? Mind blown. It's possible. It is possible. Again, thousands of jobs out there that pay really fucking well other than doing what you do. You are not the only person in the world that makes good money. In your zone of genius, every day just feels like pleasure and fun. So much of my job actually just feels like creativity. It just feels like fun, creative things. I get to have so much fun. I mean, my job feels like fun. It is so crazy. My job feels like fun. I actually love what I do every single day. Number two, when it comes to purpose, my belief in purpose is that your only purpose in the world is to be your most authentic self, to just shine fucking bright. Like, we are happy in the world when we are being ourselves completely. The problem with jobs that we don't absolutely love or jobs that align with our zone of excellence instead of our zone of genius is when we are in these jobs, we are not able to fully be ourselves. Why? Because they're not big enough. They're not big enough, or they're not aligned with who you really are. So when you go into your job, you have to alter who you are. You have to change yourself in order to fit into the box of that job. It doesn't matter what the job is. I'm not saying any jobs are good or bad. I'm not saying like, I was bigger than dentistry. I'm saying that who I'm meant to be in the world and how I'm meant to express myself is a particular shape and size. Let's call it a star. Okay, let's call it a bright gold star. Dentistry for me felt like a purple diamond. It's not bad. It's just that I couldn't fit my gold star into a purple diamond. So in order for me to fit into a purple diamond every single day, I had to change who I was. And when we change who we are, that is draining of our energy. I mean, hands down, anytime that you have to be someone other than what you are fully and completely, it drains your energy. It made me feel like I wasn't really seen in the world, which is crazy. Because if you followed my career before I moved into the space of personal transformation, I was very seen in the field of dentistry. I was a very sought after speaker. Thousands of people knew who I was. Thousands of people listened to my podcast. Like, a lot of people knew who I was, and yet I didn't feel seen. Why didn't I feel seen? Because I was making myself into a purple diamond. And so I was shining in the world like a purple diamond when I was actually a golden star. So no one saw me for who I was. Even though a lot of people were seeing me, no one saw me for who I was, which made me feel unseen. And the third thing that it does is it limits the potential of our joy. It limits our joy because our zone of excellence is never as joyful of existence as our zone of genius is. Now, when we shift into our zone of genius and we either alter our current career, which is what I teach you to do in your life's work, or we actually make a transition into something totally new, which I also teach you how to do in your life's work, depending on who you are and what you need. When we do that, when we shift into our zone of genius, we start to feel amazing. We start to have more energy, not just in our career, but in our life as a whole. Because if you think about it, okay? I mean, this is just kind of an obvious thing. Take the idea of a career out of it. But let's say every single day you go to a charging station and you plug in your adapter that is attached to your body. It's just a plug. There's a plug that comes out of your body. You plug it in and it either drains your energy or it fills you up. That's what the plug-in does. If you go somewhere every single day and you plug it in and it drains your energy, and then you go home, who are you going to be? How are you going to feel? What are you going to do? What about when it gets to the weekend? If you have been plugging in your charger all week and it's been draining your battery, what are you going to want to do on the weekend? Well, you're going to be like desperate to fill that up, but you may just need to rest, right? You may hardly be able to do anything. Versus if you were to go someplace every single day where you plugged it in and it actually charged your battery, who are you going to be when you go home then? What is that going to do for you? How are you going to be with the people that you love? How are you going to be on the weekends now that every single day you've been going to a place, you plug it in and it's actually charging you? That's what your zone of genius does for you. Being aligned, being in your zone of genius, doing things that you absolutely love to do, it actually gives you energy. So when I work, I actually get energy. Again, can you just take that in for a minute, because I would never have thought this was possible. Before I got into my zone of genius, before I do what I do now, I never would have thought that I could work and actually get energy from what I do. So you're going to be happier. You're going to have way more energy, which means your relationships are going to be so much better, which means you're going to have more energy and more focus and more presence when you're with your kids, when you're with your family, when you're with your beloved pets. And then on top of that, it is almost always the case that once you fully align with your zone of genius, you get paid more. Why? Because when you are in your zone of genius, when you're in that very special niche, you can do something in the world that only you can do, just like you. And people will pay a premium for that. And that's what I do now. People pay a premium for one-on-one sessions with me, magic sessions. You look them up. You can find a link to get a one-on-one session with me in the show notes. People pay a premium with me to go through my courses, because these are life-changing courses. And I would say probably 50% of the people that go through my courses are referred by other people who have gone through my courses, and they have said, holy shit, holy fucking shit, you have to take this course. This course completely changed my life. I am so much happier. I make more money. I have a better relationship with my family, better relationship with my friends. I have new friends. I love my job every single day. I mean, their whole life has changed. So they tell people about it, and then those people sign up. Number two, I just want to say, it's not always about money. Like, what if you did make a little bit less money in a new career, but you loved what you did every single day? Would that be worth it to you? And the other thing I want to say when it comes to your zone of genius is, when you're in your zone of genius, it's connected to such a core authentic part of you that it, in a lot of ways, is connected to purpose, but not in a I'm afraid of failing way. So like right now, what I do in the world is I help people wake up to how amazing they actually are. I help people see how amazing they actually are. I help people discover gifts about themselves they didn't know that they had. I help people see that life can be more magical than they could have ever possibly dreamed, which is exactly what this podcast is about in general. And that is my purpose in the world. My purpose in the world is to help other people realize just how magical life can be and how magical they themselves are. And it's both my purpose and it's what I do as a career. And that brings me joy. That brings me joy. That doesn't stress me out. That doesn't create overwhelm. What creates stress and overwhelm is a lot of things. Number one, it's not liking what you do. Number two, it's trying to fit your golden star into a purple diamond. And number three, it's being really afraid of failure. Really, really afraid of failure. That's what creates stress and overwhelm. And part of what I help you do in your life's work is to release your fear of failure, so that you can start to understand your why and your purpose, and you can shift into doing that in the world, because that is actually what brings you a great deal of joy. Now, just because my purpose is really aligned with my job doesn't, again, mean that it has to be. But forget purpose for a minute. Don't you just want to love your job? I mean, let's say that your purpose is something that's family oriented or it's totally outside of your career. That doesn't mean you shouldn't love your job. A job can just be a job, and maybe it is for you. And if that's what you want in your life, then more power to you. It's totally fine. I'm not judging anyone that just believes a job is a job. I was there once too. It's totally fine if you want to live your whole life like that. And there's another way forward if that interests you. If something in you is saying right now, deep down, yeah, you know what? Work does feel like work to me, and work is exhausting to me, and I actually do want more joy, and I actually want to be more seen in the world, and I want to make money with ease, and I want to be happy, and I want to be excited, and I want to have passion about what I do, and I want what I do to light me up, to give me energy, and to be deeply fulfilling too. If that's you, it's possible for you. It's possible. And not only that, but it's probable. It's likely. In fact, your success is inevitable if you know how to. And that's the biggest thing. That was the biggest problem for me in my life when I was stuck in my zone of excellence before I shifted into my zone of genius, was that I had no idea how to make that leap. I had no idea what to do. I mean, I read a lot of books, I took a lot of courses and everything, but no one had the roadmap. And especially in my field of dentistry back then, no one talked about it either. And that's now what I do. And I do that because it's what I needed the most. And now I have a passion for helping people in the way that I needed help. That is the way that I serve. That's my course, Your Life's Work. So I just want to say to you that, first of all, you're amazing. And I wonder if you feel like people see your amazingness in your career? Do people see you? Do you feel like people see you every single day? Do you feel like people really, really see you? Not in your zone of excellence, not for the good skills that you have, but the authentic you. Do people see the authentic you? Because that is what is going to make you feel fulfilled. That's what brings you the cup overflowing joy, is when people see you, the authentic you. Does your work actually give you energy? Does it fill you up? Does it make you ecstatic? Do you almost feel like a kid in a candy store with the work that you do? Are you making money with ease? Or does it feel like a grind? Do you experience states of flow in the work that you do, feeling like you're almost losing track of space and time because you're just flowing with so much ease within your work? Do you have passion for the work you do? Does work not even feel like work to you? Does it feel like fun and creativity oftentimes? Are you so lit up and excited about what you do that you want to talk to everybody about it? That is what, quote, work can be for you. And this is part of like my mission in life, is to redefine what a career can be. If you resonate with any of that, I just want you to know, first and foremost, it's possible for you. And second of all, I have the exact roadmap that you need in order to achieve it. You can check out that roadmap in the show notes. You can reach out to me at thetransformationschool.com. It would bring me so much joy to help you find this kind of joy in the world. I mean, again, that's what lights me up. So I would love to serve you in that way so that you can find this joy too, because my life has become so much more magical. I mean, going to, quote, work every day and just plugging in and actually getting energy has changed everything for me, and it will change everything for you too. So to close here, should my work be my purpose? Maybe, maybe not. I don't actually think that's the most important question. The most important question is, do you love what you do? Because if not, it's possible for you to, but it does take effort. It doesn't just happen. That is the number one thing. Like, this doesn't happen by accident. Shifting from your zone of excellence to your zone of genius never, ever, ever, ever happens by accident. It will not just happen for you. You have to seek it out. You have to follow the necessary steps. You have to go onto that internal journey. You have to discern, identify, understand what it is that will fill you up, and then make the moves and take the action steps to get there. And again, that's what my program, Your Life's Work, will do for you. The most important question is not, am I making my job my purpose? The most important question is, do I love my job? And do I want to? Do I want to? Because if I do, I need to make my first move. I hope that as you've been listening to this, you feel that I really care, because this was my journey. I mean, this was like one of my biggest struggles and greatest points of contention in my life, was that I didn't understand this, and that every single person, like literally, I had no one in my ear, no one in my ear telling me to go for more. No one in my ear telling me that this was possible. Every single person I knew, family, friends, everyone told me that a job is just a job, and that I needed to just stop looking for more, and that it was my problem that I was unsatisfied, and that I just needed to be happy with what I had. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about, are you trying to fit your golden star into a purple diamond? Because here's the thing, like, I massively serve people and help people in the position that I'm in now, way more so than I did in my previous career. I better serve people. It was not just about me. It's also about the people that I serve. In fact, this just reminded me of this. One of my students in Your Life's Work, she said she went to this little ceremony, and the person that was speaking at the ceremony said, your work in the world is where your heart's happy meets the world's need. Your heart's happy meets the world's need. I may be paraphrasing, but that was basically it. Point being that I actually am of greater service now, that I am doing something that I love to do, because also I'm doing it in a loving energy. My energy is now loving, instead of kind of this like ambiguous, like some days I want to be here, some days I don't energy. Now my energy is so big and it's so loving and I so deeply care about the people that I'm helping and I love, love, love what I do. And again, that's possible for you too. Thank you for joining me here today. If this episode really resonated with you and you want help, you want support in finding your own life's work, you can reach out to me at thetransformationschool.com. You can also see all sorts of links and a free course in the show notes below. And if you know someone else that is maybe very good at what they do, and yet work feels like work to them, it's still a little bit draining, and you think they could benefit from this episode, pass this episode along to them. Now, I want you to think about the shining gold star within you and think about how much it is trying to shine, how much it wants to shine, and how much joy it will bring you when you actually let it shine in the world. Shut out the naysayers that say it can't be done, that say a job should just be a job and you should find your happiness elsewhere. Own the fact that you want happiness in everything that you do, including the work that you do, because you work too many hours a week for it not to be enjoyable. Take your power back from the common narrative and go out there, shine bright, and do what you are meant to do in the world.